Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change with Stu Scheer. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network where you can listen in, you can text us and message us right off our main page. You can buy merchandise, which helps us stay on the air. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. And we'll show you how easy it is. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guests, and anybody else and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And we expressly deny any result in injury or anything else from our program and the information that we share. And that includes any medical and professional information as well. Always take it, as Stu says, with a grain of salt. This song right here, Price Tag, is covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And that is for your knowledge, Facebook. We are covered under the Trim Radio Network. And we have a call-in number, 1-803-866-1667. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what? We enjoy that. So if you call in, boy, we're right here and we'll answer. Anyway, without further ado, I give you Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy week around here. Oh, my God. I just got back from playing a concert this afternoon, and people said, well, why are you going to leave the party afterwards? And I said, I've got a show to do. And I just got back, got everything set up, and surprise, we're on the air. And I've been looking at stuff all week long, trying to figure out what's going on. People are starting to get crazy out there. And, and it's football season.
Starting?
Oh, no, it's been. Locally, for our local team, they've only won one game. It's a learning year for them. College-wise, University of Findlay, daggone it, they've only lost one game. And they're doing pretty good.
Same with the Bobcats.
I know. And I will be in Athens starting next Friday for homecoming. Since I went to both schools, you know, I like to get down to OU for the homecoming and see all the craziness down there on steroids. And then go to the football game and then visit with a few of my friends and then head on back here. So next week, we may just have an encore edition of the show, depending on whether or not I can get back. So we'll just post that on our Facebook page to let everybody know. And hopefully we have a good time and it doesn't rain down there. And hopefully we don't have rain and cold weather like we did one year. Woo! All on the same day. It was a trip. But anyhow, Athens will be Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday. I know that for sure. And hopefully the Bobcats win a game and everybody has a good time. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. We've been doing this show for quite a while. We have a lot of fun doing it and providing everybody hopefully really good information to help you get through tough times. And tough times are ahead, I hate to say it. Yep, but before we get into the really tough times, let's get into the disclaimer. You know, Michael always does his, I have to do mine. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. So you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And like I always do, we always do shout outs. Why? Because we don't have advertisements. We don't get paid for doing the show. And, you know, if you go ahead and buy some of our merchandise, and we've got some really good merchandise, by the way, and you go to our Facebook page or trimradio.com, and you take a look at supporting the station. And if you click on that, you'll see shop or donate. You can go ahead and click on shop, and you can see the mugs, the t-shirts, the hats, the hoodies, the stainless steel water bottles, and much more. Hey, buy a money and change ceramic mug. Hey, it's only $7.95. Check it out. I'd like to get a mug that when you put hot stuff in, a dollar bill or a $100 bill shows up, and then on the underside would be a button that you hit the button and it prints it off. But I don't think that's legal. Anyhow,
but we do have
check out our merchandise.
We do have those kind of mugs, by the way. If you put something hot in it, it can show up, and I'm sure we can get the $100 bill one on there. I'm sure we could. So,
well, you never know.
Yeah. So I just want you to be aware of that. We can order those.
Hey, that might be worthwhile. Anyhow, guys, buy the merchandise. Help keep us on the air. It pays for the servers and the server time and everything else. We don't get paid. It's just fun. We love to do it. We've been doing it this way for years. And that's the way it should be. But visit trimradio.com, visit the webpage, and really, really, really support the show. But our shout-outs, I mean, a big shout-out to Michael and everybody at Trim Radio, the Trim Radio Network, or trimradio.com. We've been doing the show for a bunch of years, whether it was on another network or this one. We have fun doing it, and hopefully we're helping people out there. So support Trim Radio Network. Big shout-out to the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. You know, there was something I posted on the web, and it came out of the University of Findlay, and they said, U.S. News and World Report, the best college rankings for national universities, and the University of Findlay was in it. And they've been in it for the last 18 years. So that tells you something about the quality of education at the University of Findlay. So you want to check them out at www.findlay.edu. It's a Division II sports school. Great professors, great facilities. But if you're into football or basketball, NCAA Division II, you have to check them out. Right now, the University of Findlay with a brand new coach is at 4-1 the last time I checked. And I didn't get a score on yesterday's game because I have been busier than a paper hanger. Well, I could say something else, but I'm not. I've been busy. Life is getting quite busy right now. Whether or not you're getting your plants in from outside or you have other obligations, and people are telling me, my God, you're busy. I said, yeah, and I'm retired too. And life gets busy. Well, another big thing, you have to check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens does a fantastic job on the pens. Both Michael and I have them. We bought them from Phil. He didn't give them out. Does an excellent job. They don't go out of the shop until they're perfect. And I mean, you provide the design, he makes the pens. He's got a great Second Amendment pen that's fantastic. Actually, he has a couple varieties of that. And he also has other custom pens and blanks. The blanks are the center part. And he will do the artwork and make the center part. And then he will ship it to you and you can have it milled down to your specifications. Or he can make the pen right there. And he does a great job. He's been at trade shows in Japan. He sold his pens down at Walt Disney World down in Florida. Other places, if you have a college or university, a high school, a grade school, a business, any type of organization, he'll make a custom pen for you that you will be proud to give to somebody as a gift. Trust me, they're good pens. They're based on a cross pen, and they're fantastic. So check them out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. A big shout out, you know, for Money and Change. That's us. And it's every Sunday. And for the most part, we're live. There's only a few times that we have to do encores, and that depends on the concert schedule that I have to play, like today, or whether or not I'm going to be out of town. And sometimes I can't avoid that. And also, I have to give a big shout out to the Tip Monroe Foundation, because they help sponsor a concert for the Tip Community Band. That's why I'm wearing this shirt. I haven't had time to change. We had a great concert today at the Tip Center in Tip City, Ohio. A good crowd. They provided snacks and desserts afterwards. And they said, well, hang around for the party. And I said, I can't. I said, I've got a show to do. Oh, well, get out of here. Go do your show. So I did. So somebody's getting my cake and cookies and all kinds of stuff. But I did have to get back. And I just barely had time to get ready for the show tonight. So that's why you're seeing me in my Tip Community Band shirt. We have a good group. A lot of them are professional musicians. And one guy is like up in his 90s and plays clarinet. And he's very good. Another guy we have playing drums, Joey. He won't be around for a month for the concert. He's taking off. He's probably playing a gig someplace on a cruise boat, which he normally does. And he's excellent for percussion. He's fantastic. So a big shout out to the Tip Monroe group and also the Tip Center. A big shout out to My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We can talk just about anything there and have a little bit of fun doing it too. So you want to check us out at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. A big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead on YouTube. Also, the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Appalachian Homestead with Patara. She's down in Tennessee. She's a new one that I follow. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. We always talk about Dave. He does an excellent job. I've known Dave for a long time. And the same thing with Brad and Krista. Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's still building up his little compound down in West Virginia. Down in West Virginia. And to get back to his place, I'm going to tell you something. That's a long road to go back, twisting back, but an excellent view of the hills of West Virginia. And one of these days, maybe I can get down to West Virginia and maybe visit with Ed. And if I behave myself, maybe he'll take me back and show me the property. I've seen videos of it, and he's really doing a lot of work to it. And it's great. Well, what do we have to talk about tonight? A lot of stuff. Trust me. So much stuff that you wonder, well, where can I find some of this information? And, you know, if you go on moneyandchange/financiallyprepped on Facebook, you can join for free and you can see the postings that are there. And for tonight, I was going to talk about a financial downturn. Are you building up your canned goods for an emergency? Are you living beneath your means? Well, join us, because we're going to be talking about that stuff. We have to. Things are starting to get serious, guys. And if it wasn't serious, I wouldn't be talking about it. And that's how serious things are. Have you ever gone to the grocery store and you say, gee, the price of meat's up, the price of bread is up, the price of canned goods are up? Do you go to Kroger's, Wally World, Teeter Harris, Publix Markets like down in Florida, Winn-Dixie? All of them are experiencing prices going up. And you say, well, how can I afford to live? Everybody's feeling that. Everybody's feeling it. And, you know, you go out to eat. What used to be for a lunch would be $5. And now it's up to $10. Basically the same stuff. And you go to Wendy's and you get a double stack and you get some chili and you get something to drink. Next thing you know, it's $10 or $11. It used to never be that way. Another place that I go to with a friend of mine, and out of, I don't know, it's not desperation because we could go to any place that we want. But we go in there and we're looking at sandwiches or just soups, and we're still getting out for anywhere between $9 and $11. And then you add the tip on because the waitresses have to have some money, you know, and the service there is excellent. I'll give them a shout out. It's the Lighthouse Cafe. You got to check them out. Very good food, very friendly waitresses, and boy, they were busy today. Before the concert, I had to go for lunch, and I had to get an early lunch, like about 10:30, because this place gets packed. And I got there, there wasn't a table available. The place was packed. And finally, one of them opened up, and one of the people that they have to clean off the table, she said, "I've got a table ready for you. Come on in, sit down." And 15 minutes later, we were waited on. We had our drinks, but we hadn't been waited on for the food. The place was busy. It was busy. And the price was reasonable. But when you buy for two people, it can be unreasonable, if you know what I mean. But prices are going up no matter where you go. And you wonder, well, gee, why is it going up? The cost of feed is going up, the cost of the chickens eating the feed and the processing and so forth raises the prices. Beef, prices of beef is going up. Gasoline is going up to transport the beef, or the diesel to transport them. All kinds of stuff. And the prices keep going up and up and up and up. That's because the dollar is worth less and less and less. That's because the government gives out a lot of free money. And they print more free money. They don't understand economics. And that's the problem. Most of this can be blamed on government and government waste and spending and everything else. So that's why I'm doing the show. I'm trying to help people out. Now, I didn't mention Prepper Princess because Amber Stork is on YouTube. I follow her. I'm not stalking her. I just follow her show. And she is a self-made millionaireess. Why? Because she lives beneath her means. The latest that I posted on our website, saving is easy when you have no choice. And she's talking about this. And it's forced frugality. When you don't have the money, how do you get by? You got a family of four, you've got soup, and it's only going to serve three. You're going to have to water it down to serve four or add something to it. And that's the way it is. And she talks about that, how to save money and live beneath your means. And if you do that, you can get through the financial crisis that's going to hit. Everybody I'm listening to, other people that I've talked with, they're saying, oh my God, something's happening. Now, another one that I posted the other day was from the Patriot Nurse. Now, Rachel talks about health and well-being and so forth, but lately she's been talking about the monetary situation. And she says all lights are flashing red for a crash. When? Nobody knows. I don't know. I feel it in my bones. It's going to happen. Some people I talk to at the bank where I go, they're worried. And sometimes they say, well, I can't talk about it. Case in point, I had to get new checks. I ran out. I thought I had an extra book of checks so I can pay people. No. So I had to call my favorite person at the bank, and I asked her if she could do me a big favor, and she said, yeah. She said, you should get them in about 7 to 10 days. It turned into 2 weeks, and then I just called her, and she says, I just called the printing company, and you will have them in 7 to 10 days. I said, is that guaranteed? And she said, yes, and we're going to waive the fee for the checks because they're taking so long. And I thought, okay, that's fine. It's beyond my control and her control and the bank's control. It's just the company that prints the checks are dragging their feet. Well, I had to move some money to another bank that I deal with and use the checks that I have there. I only use it for a specific purpose. This time I'm using it for a lot more than that. I get frustrated with that. Normally, a bank can get you your checks in 7 to 10 days. No problem. And now it just keeps dragging out and dragging out. And I'm wondering if there's something behind that. But I'm not sure. I can't put my finger on it. But that's my own personal experience. So we got the crash warning from Rachel over at Patriot Nurse. She's down in Tennessee. And she's telling it like it is and what we ought to do. So you can check that video out on our Facebook group, Money and Change. Check it out. Big shout out to the business students. They were taking lessons from a Bluffton business. And I said that the school at University of Findlay, the business school is excellent. They do a fantastic job. There's one of the many different divisions there for the University of Findlay. Also, Dave Kobler was talking about economic numbers, terrible economic numbers that will show you why the average American is struggling. That video is posted, and it's posted for a reason. There are people struggling out there to pay their bills. I posted another one, calculating preparedness needs for your household. How do I manage to prep? You want to check that one out. It's there. And I'll continue to keep posting things on the Facebook site. If it's important and I think that you need it, it will be posted there. So you can join for free. Join us at www.facebook.com/groups/moneyandchange. There's a lot of information there. Use it. It'll help you out. Wow. So much for all of that. So much stuff going on. And I was looking at stuff today and I thought, oh, what do I want to talk about? Because it's scary. I don't know whether to take out more money from the bank and store it in my secret cave? Or do I buy silver or do I buy gold at a very inflated price? Do I stock up on food? Do I pay down any debt? Which I don't have any debt. I've been debt-free for probably 10 years. And I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy long-term food, whether it's canned goods or freeze-dried. Be able to preserve water, purify and preserve water and store it. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure that you have appropriate clothing. And if you do want to donate clothing for a good cause, the Vietnam veterans will be picking up in my location, I believe, this Thursday. So I have to get my act together before I go to Ohio University and get their packet together so they can donate that the clothing that I don't use to somebody else that could use it. And so I have to get that ready. There are so many different things. And you take a look at the stock markets, that they're not really doing that good. And where do you park your money in a bank? I don't have that much. And I'm looking at interest levels. And if you have a CD that comes due, you want to make sure that you can get the best interest for the amount of time that you have the bank use your money. And you're looking at all this stuff and you're saying, gee, do I look at Yahoo Finance or Zero Hedge or Bloomberg.com? I mean, I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm thinking, well, where do we go? What do we talk about? Have you thought about buying a home lately? It's not a good time to buy because the interest rates are up. What used to be 2.4% is now over 7%. And then they want more down payment on the house. Luckily, my house has been paid for 10 years. That's why I'm debt free. My car is only 4 years old and I never had a loan on it. I paid cash. And that's what you have to do. But there was an article today, homes are unaffordable in 99% of US counties. 99%. And this was from Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse. And he says, if you're looking to buy a home right now, I feel sorry for you. The other day when I wrote that life in America has never been more unaffordable than it is right now, some people thought I was exaggerating. But the truth is that I was not exaggerating at all. The cost of living has risen to an extremely painful level. And this is particularly true when it comes to housing. And since 2019, the median price of a house in the United States has risen by more than $100,000. And thanks to the Federal Reserve, we are now facing dramatically higher interest rates. Well, the value of my house went up. So did everybody else. And then you're paying high interest rates on that. As a result, he says the housing has been extraordinarily unaffordable. In fact, a new report that was just released determined that the homes are currently unaffordable in 99% of US counties. I've seen some really nice homes available in my town, and I'm talking $339,000, and it's an old house. Very well maintained, but it's an old house. Some of the newer ones at 500,000 or more. But the cost has gone up. The value's gone up, but the interest rates have really gone up. It should be no surprise, according to Mike Snyder, that pending home sales in August were 18.7% lower than they were a year ago. So what's that telling you? People don't have the money to buy a new home. If they do, then they're going to be in debt for a long time. And he's saying with mortgage rates near and above 7% for August, purchasers' buying power was crushed, and for many, that math for buying a home just didn't work. And at a mortgage rate of 7%, a home buyer would need an income of over $125,000 to qualify for a loan to purchase a $400,000 home. So basically, the vast majority of us are just going to have to wait until the market shifts. And the big question I have is it going to shift? If we have a financial situation, a crash, nobody's going to be able to buy anything. And that's what scares me. And the homes are unaffordable. I don't want to get involved in buying another house and paying a lot of debt. 7% interest is way too much. And you want to pay it off on a 15-year loan. You don't want a 30-year mortgage. I know somebody down the street from me, and this is crazy. For their ranch-style home, which is about similar to mine, they took out a second mortgage just so her husband could buy a real nice Harley Davidson motorcycle. Mm-hmm. They took out $22,000. They were already paying for the house. So who owns the house now? The bank does. If they don't pay up on the house, they lose the house, the bank gets a house, the bank resells it, and they repossess the house and the car that they've got, because that's all tied together, plus the motorcycle. And the only one that's making out on the deal is the bank, but they're really not making out on it because they have to turn around and sell it and maybe sell it for a lot less, and they take a hit on that. Life ain't fun right now, guys, in the financial markets. Now, Michael also had an article in the mostimportantnews.com. It was entitled, "Life in America Has Never Been More Affordable Than It Is Right Now." Cost of gas, cost of food, cost of utilities, cost of food. Life ain't cheap. And in a way, it never was cheap. And that forces you to live beneath your means. Prepper Princess points that out when she talks about living beneath your means. You want to take a look at her videos. Learn to be self-sufficient. Well, anyhow, Mike Snyder comes up and he says, our standard of living is being systematically destroyed. But for a lot of years, many Americans didn't fully understand what was taking place because it happened so slowly. Interest rates going up slowly. The cost of goods going up slowly. And then all of a sudden, things start to rapidly rise because the dollar is worth less. Well, gee, what does a Whopper cost? You ever been to Burger King? It's not my favorite place, but let's look at a Whopper. You know, at a time, I believe back in 1986, a Whopper was $1.54. And today, that same Whopper will cost you $6.79, unless they run a special on it. Also, there was something that was posted that Burger King was going to either sell off or close 480 stores. What does that tell you about the business? It's kind of scary. And he said, a woman has been left stunned after discovering a retro Burger King receipt from the 1980s, which revealed the staggering price increases that the fast food chain has implemented over the past four decades. And the faded paper that she found from the fast food chain goes back to 1986 and lists three Whopper burgers purchased for $4.62, which comes out to about $1.54 a piece. And a single Whopper burger right now costs $6.79 in today's money, over four times the price listed on the vintage receipt. Remember the 99-cent hamburgers that you could get? I think it was McDonald's. They're not 99 cents anymore. Even White Castles used to be like 35 cents for a White Castle. White Castle. I don't want to call them a hamburger. It's a meat patty with five holes in it that's been steamed with a bunch of onions and put on a brown and served roll. It's a mouthful of bun, and if you can find the meat, God help you. Okay? People love them. I used to call them bombs and sliders when I lived in Columbus. I could tell you stories about that. Ooh, I could tell you stories. Maybe if you tune in on Wednesday at My World, I might. Who knows? Well, you take a look at the purchasing power, and according to Mike Snyder, another woman named Melanie that makes $34 an hour is so stressed out financially that she literally tries to make one loaf of rye bread last her for an entire week. And she said, I've started doing this as I buy a loaf of bread, and I work really hard to keep the one loaf of rye bread lasting me a whole week. And I eat peanut butter, so I eat peanut butter toast when I'm hungry. In the old days, if you were making $34 an hour, you were living the high life. But now most people making $34 an hour are just barely scraping by from month to month. Think of the guys working fast food. They're maybe making $12 to $14 an hour working fast food. And they end up working two jobs to barely meet their bills. It's scary. It really is. Inflation-adjusted home prices are now 85% above their average date, going all the way back to 1900. And the median home now is selling for an alarming, according to the report, 530% of the median annual income. And we've never seen anything like this in the entire history of our country. Rental prices have gone completely nuts as well. I remember 40 years ago paying like $235 a month for an apartment in Columbus, Ohio. It wasn't high, but it surely wasn't low, and it was a decent apartment. And now it's close to $1,000 a month for the same thing. And other people get a big fancy apartment, and they might be paying $2,000 a month for that. And that's just for a basic apartment. It's kind of crazy. Prices have changed. A lot of people are going bankrupt, according to Mike Snyder's report. He says, in fact, the number of bankruptcy cases in August of 2023 was 18% higher than it was in August of 2022. And millions upon millions of Americans have been turning into debt, or turning everything into debt in order to keep up with the cost of living. But as economic conditions deteriorate, financial institutions are starting to get much tighter with their money. That's why I don't want to go into a bank and ask them for a loan. Live simply. Live beneath your means. Things are going to get tough. You think they're tough now. You wait another year to 2 years, and things are going to be really, really, really bad. I'm telling you, you can't print off money for nothing and flood the market with money and all of a sudden expect good things to happen. It doesn't. It deflates your buying power, but it inflates the number of bills, dollars that you have to pay out. Now, QTR's Fringe Finance, I was looking at that today. And it was the Costco gold indicator. Now, I never knew that Costco did gold. But the article said, can we all agree that once it becomes common knowledge just how ridiculous modern monetary theory is, or MMT, it'll be a treacherous day for the confidence that all Americans place in the Fed. And all I do, according to this article, is write about the Federal Reserve. and he's been talking about them for the last 15 years nonstop. And putting aside whether or not the author will be proven right with skepticism, the catalyst that he has always considered devastating for the central banking model is the public's awareness of just how the Federal Reserve works. We don't have a central treasury like they do in a lot of countries. The Federal Reserve handles everything, and it's a private business. That's what's scary. And these different banks in different regions control everything through the Federal Reserve. They can raise the interest rates whenever they want to raise them. They can provide the money. The problem is the Federal Reserve, besides the politicians. Do your research on the Federal Reserve. It'll get scary. Hey, there's 10 numbers that prove that the U.S. economy has hit a major pivot point. And during the summer, many of the experts repeatedly assured us that the U.S. economy would be able to avoid a recession, but now it's really starting to set in. I've been warning about recession. I haven't mentioned the D word. And if the banks collapse, then we have the D word. But right now we're at the R word, as in recession. Credit conditions continue to tighten. Home sales are falling. Credit card losses are exploding. Stores are closing all over the country. And the number of bankruptcies is rising to alarming levels, according to the article. And many, many times, the cost of living continues to become more and more suffocating. If you have a gut feeling that very hard times are on the horizon, you are definitely not alone. A staggering 71% of all Americans currently believe that America is on the wrong track and our economy is one of the biggest reasons why they feel that way. Well, there are 10 things that prove the U.S. economy has hit a major pivotal point. The first one is consumer confidence has gone down more than expected this month. And the confidence of American consumers slipped this month, particularly about the future, as expectations persist that interest rates will remain elevated for a long period of time. The second thing is the Conference Board index that measures future expectations has actually dropped below a level that signals a recession within a year. Conference Board index. Historical signals of recession within a year. And most troubling was the decline in the index measuring future expectations, which tumbled to 73.7 in September from 83.3 in August. Readings below 80 for future expectations historically signal a recession within a year. I'm going to say within a year or more or less. Less than a year. I would say probably a recession will hit November, December. Just my guess. The mortgage levels are, the rates are suffocating everybody. And the sale of homes, according to the report, dropped 8.7%. And that was in August. And a record high percentage of U.S. consumers are indicating that credit conditions are getting tighter. And some of the respondents to a survey were indicating that their ability to get loans credit cards and mortgages is harder now than it was a year ago, and it rose to about 60%. And the highest level in that data series that goes back to, I believe it was June 2013, the results were part of a New York Fed's survey of consumer expectations for August. Credit card losses are increasing at the fastest pace in 30 years. And credit card companies, according to the report, are racking up losses at the fastest pace in almost 30 years outside the great financial crisis, according to Goldman Sachs. At a time, you know, when mainstream economists and the FOMC policymakers are betting the farm on a soft landing for the U.S. economy, an unexpected hard signal was just issued by none other than the Fed, the Federal Reserve itself. For the first time in over a decade, the U.S. Central Bank announced it would cut about 300 people from its payroll. And it's a rare reduction that that happens. The number of bankruptcy cases in the United States has increased on a year-over-year basis for 13 months in a row. And the data released this past Tuesday showed that Americans filed more than 39,000 bankruptcy cases in August of 2023, an 18% increase from the same time last year. And Goldman Sachs is warning that America's strategic oil reserve has hit a 40-year low. Well, who was selling it off? The current POTUS. You don't get rid of the strategic oil reserve. I mean, that is specifically for big emergencies like WANR. And America's emergency oil stockpiles plunged a 40-year low, and shrinking strategic petroleum reserves is limiting Washington's ability to shield consumers from the fallout of Saudi Arabia's aggressive supply cuts. We can handle our own in oil. We just don't need to loan it out or sell it out to other countries. And 5 years ago, we didn't have that problem, and now we do. It's being projected that the price of oil could eventually reach $150 a barrel. And, you know, needless to say, such a development would radically change our economic outlook. The price of gas would go up. Somebody was saying out on the West Coast, it was like $7 a gallon for gas. Today, I bought some gas after coming back from the concert, and I thought, well, we'll see how much it is. It was $3.29. It was as much as $3.59, but for some reason, the price changes until they put fresh gas in, and then all of a sudden, the price goes way back up again. I wonder if it's price fixing. I can't put my finger on that. Now, there was a thing from NBC News, and it was a poll, and they found out that 71% of the people polled, the Americans, these are fellow Americans, and they get this 71% of them, that they believe the country's on the wrong track. I don't know. What do you think? Is it on the right track or the wrong track? If inflation goes up, and product becomes scarce, loans tighten up, credit card percentages tighten up, what do we have? Something's on the wrong track, and I think we need to take a look at all of that, because when businesses started to go out of business, that was one thing, and then you take a look at unemployment is another, and I think the latest was like 25%, if I'm correct. I might be off, but it's up. And you got more people on welfare. You've got illegal immigration, and you've got problems there, and people taxing the hospitals, they're taxing other services. Are we on the right track or the wrong track? I mean, you know, let us know. What do we have for the federal debt, the national debt, the national debt clock? I always like to look at that because that rings a bell. And that tells me how good things are and how bad things are. And it's not looking good, guys. You can check it out, usdebtclock.org. And the numbers are constantly changing. And I'm looking at $33,152,081,000,000 in national debt. And the debt per citizen right now is $98,756. I don't know about you, but I can't write a check for $98,756. How about the debt per taxpayer? $255,564 per taxpayer. But per citizen, it's $98,756. Does that tell you that the federal government is giving away too much money? They're spending more than they make? The U.S. spending, according to the debt clock, is $6,120,740,000,000, almost at $741 million. And the U.S. federal budget right now is $1,782,052,000,000. And here they want to spend more money to run the government, and one side is saying, no, we're spending too much. Let's shut the government down. And they go through this argument about funding, and they drag things out and drag things out up until the last minute, and then the House says, oh, we've reached a deal. We're going to fund X, Y, and Z. Well, they were going to do it anyhow, but I think it's a bunch of show. Drag it up to the last minute and suddenly work a miraculous deal and pat themselves on the back because they've managed to spend more money to keep the government open in agencies where people just push paper. If we ran businesses, actually, I'll rephrase that. If we ran the federal government like we would run a business, we'd be out of business. We would be closed. If your profit and loss statement showed that you didn't make any money for 2 months, 6 months, a year in a row, you're out of business. And they don't use a profit and loss statement because it would show a lot of loss. And when you give money to other countries and you don't take care of your own house first, that causes a big problem. Because that means our roads are deteriorating. My God, I was up in Michigan several years ago and I'm driving around on roads up there. And they were bad, and they were especially bad around Lansing. The bypass at Lansing was up there. It was nothing but ruts. Locally, our roads are lousy. We had a road repair program. And suddenly the local city manager said, absolutely no repaving for 5 years. Must have changed his mind because in 3 years that he's been here, he suddenly decided to repave a few streets. But you look all over and government doesn't have the money because they have spent it in other ways. And that's what's bad. and Michael, we're going to run into this probably for the next 3 to 4 years. The economy is going to be bad. And if people don't prepare now, and it could be too late, but they have to prepare now and live beneath their means, they could probably pull this off and get through it all.
Sit on those low mortgages. Sit on those rates. Sit on where you're living. You know, if you've got a low rate mortgage and everything else, sit right there. Don't put it on the market. Stay right where you're at. Take that low payment. And I'll tell you what, pay down exactly what you can pay down and stuff. And if you run into trouble, they've got great attorneys out there that can help you pay stuff down. They use a dedicated account. I've had to use them, and I'm going to tell you what they do is they negotiate with creditors, and it's an attorney. So it can get you cut in half on a lot of things with instead of you negotiating, they're talking to an attorney. It's a smart thing to do. It puts money in a dedicated account, and then they pay them, and they set up a payment plan, and it automatically comes out of your bank, and they take care of it, and that lowers the payment from all that. Because the interest rates went sky high. People weren't prepared for that. And and then the payment of your credit card, instead of it being $50, all of a sudden you were like, $150? Why am I paying $150? Probably because your rates are over 28%, because these guys are going to take advantage of the interest rates that the government set up. You know, every time Powell raised that rate, I cringe, because... And then they tell you everything is good. Have you been to the grocery store lately? It's not good. So I bought an extra freezer, a 7-cubic-foot freezer, brand new off of Amazon for under $200. And now we're going to stack meats in it so that we're prepared, so that we are ready, and that stack meats in it. And get a generator. Listen, get a generator like Stu has told you, I have told you. You know, if something happens, I can run that generator and it will run, and it runs on an economy mode and it runs on a high output mode. So I can run that. I can run the refrigerator. I can run the radio, a TV, anything to get news, computer system, lights. And I'm just going to tell you, money well spent. And get yourself, if you have a gas grill, or any kind of thing, we have an outside cooker too, that, is like a little hot fire thing. Get one of those, and I'm going to tell you, I stocked up. I have four tanks of propane. If something happens, I don't want to be without. And it's just smart to do like Stu says.
You have to. And you've got four tanks? My God, I've only got three. I need to go out and buy some more.
Listen,
I can't have you show me up.
You know what? We've done that. We all chip in, because we have 9 people here in the house. We all chip in, stock up on paper towels, stock up on toilet paper, stock up on the wipes, the cleanliness wipes and everything, the Clorox wipes. Stock up on, we probably have 6 different jugs of washing for the clothes. And now I'm buying these big bottles of water every time that we go to the store. I'll grab one of those things for like $5 or $6, and then we'll grab the bottle water. But the giant water jug that you use, and you see them in the offices, we've got those. So, you know, and we're going to stock up until we have about 10 of them.
Well, I'll tell you something, Michael. What I do is, when I went to Aldi's, you know, I always talk about shopping at Wally World, better known as Walmart, and Aldi's. The other day this week, I was at Aldi's and I noticed Arm & Hammer washing laundry detergent.
Yeah.
And I think it was 1.5 gallons in the big jug, and it was $11. And I remember seeing it at Wally World across the street for $13. And then at Kroger's, it was like $13.50. Well, I picked up a jug, and this next week I'm going to pick up another jug.
Yep.
Because you can never have enough detergent to keep your clothes clean, and you could use it for other uses too, just don't drink the stuff. But there's a lot of stuff out there that we have to start living beneath our means and economizing. And if you check out our Facebook group, Money and Change / Financially Prepped, there'll be a lot of good ideas in there, and it will help you get through the tough times. And Michael, that's all I've got for this week, and we'll see about next Sunday.
Well, that sounds good to me too, Stu, and I'll tell you what, wise words. Listen to what he's telling you. Stack away some cash. Stack away some change. Listen, change jars are great. You get these milk jugs, and we've got glass milk jugs. And then we have a change jar. So if somebody cusses, they put a quarter in. And that's what we do. So I tell them, and we're going to fill that thing up. It's for an emergencies. And the other change jar is, because you never know what could happen, stock up on canned goods, corn, beans, okay? Stock up on canned goods. They last a long time. They have a great shelf life, but they can pull you through for a couple of months if something happens, and it can get ugly. If you don't think it can, look at Ukraine and look at Russia.
Yep.
So just remember that. Anything can happen. You never know. But the smart will have it laid out. So God bless, folks. Thanks for tuning in with Stu. I just absolutely love him. He's a good brother. And so is Phil. Go to Rusty Duck's Pens. I've got one. I can only tell you that. But we'll catch you on Wednesday for Stu's next show. My World.
My Live, World.
Live, Laugh, or Whatever. That's going to go on at 8 o'clock. Tuesday night, we have Slobberknocker. That's the professional football. See what's going on in football and how the teams are faring. And then we have Offsides, college football's top 25. And boy, we have some games coming up this weekend. And we had some games this weekend that were just wow. So, check that out. And then right afterwards, we have Take Point 22, Karen Arnold, myself. That's going to be a fabulous show. We've got some great news, great information. And if you ever want to be a guest, come on. We'd love it. We'd be honored. And we hope that we're helping people. Like Stu said, we don't get paid for this. Actually, this comes out of our pocket. We pay everything. So, and we do that as a collective team, and that's what we do. And we couldn't do it without our partners. So, Raskella Stevens, I want to say, brother, we miss you. We know we're coming back. He said at the end of the month, he's probably coming back and being on the show on Saturday night, Red Pill Reality Show. And, of course, we have a marketing show with our great Victoria Smith, our marketer. And I'm going to tell you, she's wonderful. She has set up one wonderful station. And myself, of course, and Stu. Stu is, let me tell you, he partners with me in the BMI music license. So that beautiful song you hear, Price Tag, thanks, Stu, for that. And thank him for the other music that is on Trim Radio Network, because he helps out with that. So, you know, just great shows. And Spiritual Freedom Show, number one, Victoria, if she didn't tell you, I think she might have, number one over in Europe, in Britain. Great show. And I'm going to tell you, just Richard has done a fantastic job. We are honored to have him on. But anyway, folks, we got to get out of here because I talk too much. And
I thought I talked too much.
I love talking. And next week, right before Money and Change, Life Walk with Christ God. We're in the book of Job, and we are moving right along. It is absolutely fantastic. Join us. I'm going to take 1 minute of talking about that, Stu. And that is, if you're having troubles and if you're struggling and things are going on, please call in, talk. Sometimes talking about our problems, and you'll hear me talking about mine. I'm an open book, okay? Takes a huge burden off of you, okay? God loves us, and he wants us to do well. And God, he's with us all the time. And when you're hurting, put your anxiety on him. Put your worries on him. So with that, we are out of here. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. Be good. Love one another. And we will see you later on. Thank you for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network.
See ya.
Later, Stu. Take care.